You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Nebrat Zahav Kesef Nechoshet Barzel Bedil and Ofaret. So the detail has brought exactly the shalal, the booty that they gained after going to the war with Midian. Rabbeinu Yaakov Abu Hatzira, Zechuto Maren Aleinu, in Sefer Pituchei Chotam. Harav explains that this matter that we learn, Hilchot Hagala. Hagala means, what does it mean, Hagala? Why do we do Hagala? What's the purpose? Well, in general, to make the utensil kosher, yes. And it says that whatever that had contact with fire, you have to make it kosher through fire. Whatever that had contact with water, in the same way. So now, Harala, it's a way that we are able to make this utensil in a new state, right? Like let's say it belonged to a non-Jew and used it in a non-kosher meat and so on. So by doing hagala, it's like you reproducted this pot or pans. Then you put it in the hot water, right? So now here, Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hatzira learns, when he says nechoshet, we have a pasuk in Yeshayah Navi. It says, "Umisachacha nechusha." What does it mean? Because nechoshet, it says in the chapter of warning curses, it says, "I make the sky just like a nechoshet for you." So nechoshet nechusha is an expression that is used for azut. You know what azut is? No. Azut means jasuriyat, to be jasur, to be impolite, to be rude. Right. So here it says that they brought nechoshet back and barzel. Barzel, Harav says, if you add it up, is exactly equal to kapdan. You know what kapdan means? Yekdande. You know what yekdande means? He doesn't use other 11 dande. Stubborn. So nechoshet is an attitude that is very, no, that was barzel. Nechoshet is?
Azut.
Very upfront. Barzel, Harav says, that is kaptan. Ofaret, what does ofaret means? What's the meaning of ofaret? Lead. What is lead? No. You say every day in Az Yashir. Sorb. Every day we say in Az Yashir. Ofaret. So what is the message of the ofaret? It's very heavy, right? So Harav says this is aslut. You know what aslut is? Say no.
No.
Means tambali. Laziness. So now we have here so far, we have azut to be chas v'shalom, impolite, rude, barzel to be very stubborn, and ofaret, laziness. So Harav says, this is the Yetzer Hara, that he says that we have to pass it through ash, fire. What does it mean to pass it through ash?
To burn it.
So now, when people, they become very stubborn, very impolite, they become very rude. So what caused them to do such a thing? Who tells them to do such a thing? Who tells them to talk like this? Yeah. There is a special ish, is a special fire. It's a fire of Yetzer Hara. So now the same way that a pot or a pan, when you cooked non-kosher thing in it, so now how do you make it kosher?
Pass it through fire.
And you have again to use a kosher fire. So what is the kosher fire? Toratein Ha'adusha. So Harav says that, he says in the Pasuk, Ta'aviru ba'esh v'taher. You have to sit down and learn what Torah is directing you. What is the message of the Torah? Some people, they say, let's say, for example, Esav was disconnected from Am Yisrael. Why? Why? No, what happened? All of a sudden, Yitzhak Avinu said, I'm not going to bless you. What happened? Son, Yitzhak Avinu, a father, how come all of a sudden he changed his mind? Why? What happened? But why? Why?
He realized that he's not a tzaddik like Yaakov.
How did he realize? How? Huh? Don't remember? You're testing me? What happened when Esav came into the tent? What happened?
He started crying, screaming.
No, before, when he entered. When he entered, what happened? Did he bring food?
Yes.
So, what did he tell his Abba? No, he said something before it.
Eat and say the bracha to me.
No, no.
He came in and Yaakov Avinu walked out at the same time.
Okay.
And he said, I came to get the bracha.
No.
Oh, get up, I bring the food.
So how did he say it? He said, Yaakov Avi, Pasho, get up. One word changed his life. One word. You tell your Abba to get up? That's how you talk to your Abba?
What makes him talk like that? Because he always talks very polite to his father.
Because at the moment he realized that when he has lost his firstborn right about 50 years ago, so now he wanted to make up for it, to grab the brachot. But when he spoke in polite to his Abba, so Abba said, you don't deserve it. One word changed his life. So now the point here is, Ben Halav says that all these destructive, mushkat they call it, mushkat attitude, that you mean being polite, you don't have no derech eretz, you have to learn the subject of Torah to make it as a role model. It's not a story. Some people say, oh, this is a story of the Torah. Chas v'shalom. This is our guideline. You have to learn, see what people went through. How did they behave? So you put it in your daily life. How do you speak? How you cope with the situation? It's not that your logic. You have to see what the Torah is expecting from you. So that's why he says, Kol davar asher yavo ba'esh, ta'aviru ba'esh v'taher. You have a fire of being impolite. You have a fire of being stubborn. You have a fire of being lazy. All these are non-kosher fire. You have to fix it with a good fire. You have to fix it with the fire of the Torah. So that's why Rabbeinu Yaakov Avchatzina says this details that is brought about the Hagalah and so on. He talks about the Yetzer Hara, to not be lazy, to be right awake. And come to Avodat Hashem. Many times, you know, we have more spirit, more excitement for other things. But when it comes to Hashem, you know, you're tired, this hurts, that hurts, you know, I don't feel good, this, that, you know. This is all non-kosher fire we have to...
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.